Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
844 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Kirk Lapine, the president of Plaquemines Parish, where I am currently located, and happily so. About COVID-19 and testing, et cetera. Hey, Kirk, how you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm okay. How's the parish doing in terms of COVID testing results, spread, schooling? Jump in where you feel comfortable.
Okay. Well, right now we're up to 315 total cases of COVID. We had five-plus cases since July 12th. We're up to 18 deaths. And we had about 6 weeks of not recording a death, and so we just had another one that showed up, and you know, we want to send our condolences to that family too. But we are testing more, Tommy. We are testing actively at the Belchase Auditorium for free testing through the state, and we will test today at the Burris YMCA, 9 to 12. Tomorrow we will test at the Belchase Auditorium from 8 to 11:30. And Thursday we will test at the Davan Community Center from 8 to 11:30. So we are getting out in the community and trying to get those people who need to be tested, or anyone who wants to be tested, to our sites to figure out these numbers of where they're going.
Do people want to get tested? Are they showing up?
Yes, they are. We are getting a good amount of people, and I think it's made a backlog on getting results. I think when you initially test, they were giving you a 3 to 5 day turnaround, but now it's more the 10 to 15 days because so many have inundated the system, and it's taken a while to get results.
What does that look like, Kirk? Because, you know, I'm here right by the Belchase Auditorium. You know where I live. And I'm just wondering about the actual process. You take this stuff. Walk us through that. You take the swab, and you send it where and wait for what from whom, and how do they test it?
Well, it's mobile testing. And as you come, as you drive through, the National Guard will issue you, I guess, a cotton swab. I haven't done it, so I can't tell you, but from what I've been told, that they issue you a cotton swab, you swab your own nose, they put it back in a container with all your information, and you'll get your results. And like I said, it's going to be a little bit longer because of the saturation of people coming in doing the test. So it's initiated by yourself, and it's transmitted to the testing lab, and then you'll get your results.
But what lab? Where does it go? Do you know?
I think it's Quest. I'm almost sure it's Quest Diagnostics, which are doing. I think they have a state contract throughout the state, so that's why it's been inundated with all these people trying to get tested.
Yeah, are we doing any contact tracing here at all?
I don't think so, Tommy. I don't have that information really to talk about, but no, I don't think we've done any of that.
I don't think you could, given the 14-day lag in results, because we were saying about other parishes, and I'll talk to Cynthia Lee Sheng about that as well. Kirk, mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I'm not sure I could tell you where I was 2 weeks ago. Well, probably, yeah, because I'm mostly at home. But you understand what I'm saying. When that much time passes, it's kind of hard. Well, so go ahead.
It's difficult, Tommy, because, you know, people who are not symptomatic will go and get tested. And if the 14 days pass and they still don't have results, then they feel okay. Now, those who were sick or felt sick and they wait 14 days, well, they technically could have been home quarantining themselves. Mm-hmm. So a positive reading to those people could be a little bit, you know, false, because I say I was sick and I went ahead and my test and I knew I was sick, and but I waited, but I quarantined for 2 weeks. So those people, you know, are just waiting and sitting there patiently trying to find out.
In terms of a mask and the governor's mandate and so forth, I don't know if you've spoken to Sheriff Turlich or not, but I don't think anybody really wants to get into the mask enforcement business. Have you found or hearing from business people that, for the most part, the people are doing what the state wants them to do and wearing a mask?
I do. I find we sent the mandate out yesterday, and we sent a memo to all our employees of what's expected for them wearing their mask and moving in communal areas. You know, you will get the some of the public that will call and tell on the other person that they saw one without a mask. And I've spoken to the sheriff many times, and, you know, we're not in the policing business to go say, hey, go put your mask on. And
right.
I just saw St. Tammany, the police chief said, we're not going to mandate masks. You know, we don't have the ability to, you know. So we've asking people, look, wear your mask, wear it out to business. And businesses are now where they will turn you away if you don't have your mask. So you will see that people will understand it a little bit better as you know, people take ownership of it.
Thank you, Kirk. I appreciate your time. Kirk Lapine, president of Plaquemines Parish. A quick break. Then we're going to talk to Christian Garrick about the LHSAA and high school football and what the deal is with that with Phase 4, 850 traffic now on WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.